You know what? 18 years I'm in this business with the Daily News. I'm here at the Daily News. I had my first front page in 1983.
It's been my life for almost 6 years, and I feel very privileged to get to, have gotten to work with some of the best in the business.
I am grateful. I am very grateful to the Daily News.
I feel like I grew up at the Daily News.
That was photographer Todd Mizell and reporter Chelsea Marcia speaking to the Associated Press as they left the New York Daily News offices. On Monday morning, it was announced that half of the editorial staff of the paper would be laid off, including Mizell and Marcias, as well as big names like Mike Lupica and Frank Isola. This comes months after the paper was sold to large media conglomerate Tronc, which owns other local newspapers around the United States. Jacqueline Pizer is a media reporter at the New York Times. Jacqueline, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tough layoffs yesterday, and we're seeing this across the spectrum in media, left and right, particularly with newspapers. Let's talk a little bit about the specifics. What beats or sections were hit the hardest at the Daily News?
Sure. Well, the sports section was totally gutted. I mean, it went from, I believe, 35 reporters to 9, including some legendary columnists, like you mentioned. Social media team is pretty much gone. What's interesting is that they fired the head of the breaking news department, even though they say they want to boost up breaking news. It's just pretty much a shell of what it was before.
Let's talk a little bit about the Daily News, the New York Daily News. I am a native New Yorker, born and raised in this city. My dad read the news every day, still reads the news, and doesn't even live in New York anymore. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what this paper represents in New York City for New Yorkers.
Sure. I mean, the Daily News was available, or maybe still is available, in every borough in the city, every neighborhood. Anyone has access to the Daily News. And it was really a draw for the working class and for immigrants. And it spoke to what was impacting those people. And I think it really resonated with a lot of them. And it's also the size of the Daily News. I mean, people that take the subway, it's small enough to be able to read sitting down, standing up on a crowded subway on a platform. That alone speaks to its draw to the masses of New York.
Let's talk about who owns the Daily News.
Sure.
There's a company called Tronc. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about them.
So Tronc is a media company based out of Chicago. They own the Chicago Tribune. They own the Baltimore Sun. And until recently, they owned the Los Angeles Times. And Tronc has a habit of bringing in people into leadership that are more from a business perspective than from a journalism perspective, which has never really come across well to a lot of the employees at these newspapers. They're really focused on how can we get more people to come to our website, because they believe that's the best business model, is to get more advertising on digital, which we've seen is the future of journalism. But at the same time, I think there's this disconnect of, you know, creating this original reporting and beat reporting and things that appeal to the local communities that these papers are based in that draw in readers.
So as a news consumer, not just a journalist myself, but as a news consumer, I'm very concerned about what this means to news consumers outside of, you know, New York and even within New York. It's just I'm concerned about the inability for these companies to put money aside to do the thing that they would like their companies to do, i.e. journalism.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they get $500 million from the LA Times sale? Like, hasn't there been a lot of money being moved around and these companies just can't seem to put it towards the journalists? What's up with that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that's the big question. It's like, if they're a media publishing company, why isn't that money going to fund their media and their journalism? I personally don't understand why they find the interest in buying these media companies if they don't care about journalism.
And just this idea that you want people to click, but you're not going to give them anything to click on, sort of feels hollow to me.
Yeah.
It just, I don't quite understand that. But then again, I guess we'll watch and see what happens. Jacqueline Pizer is a reporter covering media for the New York Times. Jacqueline, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.